95.3 WAOR. Good morning. It's Tommy and the Bartender. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have 72 degrees, and on the line with us this morning, we are indeed pleased to have Mr. Hank Bordowitz, a very well-renowned writer of rock and roll. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, you have just written a book, or is it a revised edition, an updated edition?
It's a second edition.
Second edition of a book called Bad Moon Rising. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it is the unauthorized history of Creedence Clearwater Revival. The whole story from when they were kids in junior high until about maybe 6 months ago.
Wow.
Not much has happened in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Now, John Fogerty actually has a connection to this area. He has family in the Elkhart area, just one county over from us. So the band's something of a big favorite around here.
Band's a big favorite everywhere.
Yeah, no doubt.
At one point in the early part of the book, you refer to them as, or I believe you're actually quoting someone else as stating that they are, they were the quintessential American rock band from 68 to 72. I mean, they were making the sound that no one else could duplicate, and it was just a very pure music. I cannot argue with that even remotely. I mean, they're one of those bands that's not top of mind maybe for some people, but when you hear them, you love them, and you know exactly who it is.
They were, when the Beatles broke up, they became the most popular band in the world.
Yeah.
They were just a phenomenon back then. Even more so, remarkable, because they were on this little tiny independent record label out of, Berkeley, California. It was really remarkable.
Now, you have put together in this book a series of interviews that they did over the years. First of all, how long did it take to comprise all these things and put them together to create the book? And where did you get some of the interviews that they did over the years?
Did a lot of library research, did a lot of interview. I mean, I interviewed three of the four members.
Right.
And interviewed a lot of people who were there back in the day. Got a lot of cooperation from this book. Did a lot of library research. Also, right. I got a box of legal papers from an unnamed source.
I gotta love those unnamed sources.
And that was just a treasure trove.
Wow.
It had the first contract. It had depositions from Fantasy versus Fogerty. It was just astounding.
Now, the angle you take with this story is that, as well as being one of the greatest success stories in American rock, it's also one of the biggest tragedies.
Oh, it's Shakespearean, man. It's
like a musical Othello, almost.
Almost. Except there's no Desdemona.
Right. No Desdemona. That's true. There's no Yoko.
Yeah, there's no Yoko in this. More like Richard III, I think.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. More like Richard III. How did the, how bad did it really get between the Fogerty brothers?
When Tom was dying of AIDS, John would not come to visit him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Now, that was back in 89?
That was back in 89, 90, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And John wouldn't visit him.
John wouldn't come to visit him.
That's how bad it got between the siblings.
John was that upset with Tom.
Now, with your book covering the incredibly long span that it does, it also talks in great detail about something I've always been very curious about, the Creedence Clearwater Revisited that happened in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. They're still around. They're still kicking. I think they're still doing about 150 shows a year.
Wow. See, I didn't even realize they were even still together at this point.
Yeah.
Now, is it still Stu and Doug, or is it just one of them? Or?
Oh, Stu and Doug. They're inseparable. They're a riot, actually. They've known each other since like grade school. They've been sitting, or junior high. They've been sitting because it's Clifford then Cook, so
right.
They were alphabetical. Turns out that they were born about 6 hours apart.
Oh, yeah, wow. On the same day.
That's amazing.
Actually, no, two different days. They were born. One was born late in the night, and the other was born early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
They're twin sons of different mothers.
Twin sons of different mothers, exactly.
Wow.
Well, in your honest opinion as a biographer and a respected rock reporter, and it's, by the way, a great honor to be able to speak with you this morning.
It's all mine.
Is there ever the potential that Fogerty gets back together with Stu and Doug? Just in your opinion.
I would say
it's a tough call.
There's always a possibility, but I strongly doubt it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Doug and Stu, I actually asked them this question, and they said that they're amenable to it. They would, if it's done for the right reasons, they would do it. We have no problem with it. But they don't see it happening.
Wow.
We're talking to Hank Bordowitz. He is the author of Bad Moon Rising and is the unauthorized history of Creedence Clearwater Revival. And again, it is an absolute page turner. I mean, I'm already halfway through the book and Tommy just handed it to me yesterday.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. And I love the pictures of them as kids performing, especially John with the guitar that he got from Sears and Roebuck.
Sears Silvertone guitar.
The old Sears Silvertones.
Absolutely
great.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. We are going to give people a chance to win Bad Moon Rising coming up in just a few minutes. Hank, what is the one thing, before we let you go, what was the one thing that you found that was surprising when you did your research on CCR?
Wow. I've been a huge fan for years, so I kind of knew the story.
Right.
Biggest surprise was when I interviewed Tom back in 1983, I guess.
Okay.
And I asked him how his brother was, and he said my brother's in a bad way. He just keeps making records and tearing them up.
Wow.
In his backyard and in his shed. That was sort of surprising.
Wow.
I didn't realize that was what was going on. I thought he was just out hunting and stuff.
It's like a tortured genius type of story.
Yeah. Wow.
Excellent. Well,
shades of Brian Wilson without the drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Without a doubt.
Hank Bordowitz, the author, Bad Moon Rising, The Unauthorized History of Creedence Clearwater Revival, is the book. We deeply appreciate you
definitely
checking in with us this morning and telling us the story. Again, pleasure to talk to you. I know you've been in the business for a while.
Too long.
Too long. Well, we really appreciate it, and we are going to give someone a chance to win your book coming up in a little bit, but we also recommend that you wander on out and pick up a copy because it's an amazing read.
And once you get into it, you will be absolutely mesmerized with it.
It's a very sad story of a band that's a national treasure, honestly, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Thank you again, Mr. Bordowitz, for talking with
us this
morning.
Thank you.
It's Bad Moon Rising, Creedence. It's 95.3 WAOR. Good morning.